This is Hometown Heroes. Honoring the men and women whose service and sacrifice have secured our freedom. Now, the host of Hometown Heroes, Paul Leffler.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes, the show where each time we take a trip back in time and listen to stories from our greatest generation. If you've heard the show before, you know what it's all about. We want to honor our veterans for their service and for the sacrifices they've made. We want their stories to be preserved and not forgotten so we don't forget the price that's been paid for our freedom. And along the way, we certainly hope to be educated, maybe even inspired by how much these veterans love our country. And we're going to hear from two very special veterans today. But before we talk to them, we're going to talk to someone who's very involved in a cause that I think mirrors the mission of this program. It's called the Spirit of 45. And if you're a longtime listener to Hometown Heroes, maybe you remember some of the beginning stages. Let's welcome in Linda Laurie from San Diego, California. She's the National Events Coordinator for the Spirit of 45. And Linda, I'm sure there's some people out there saying, Spirit of 45, what are you talking about? Is that a record? Is that a gun? Spirit of 45, what are you talking about? And I'm sure you get asked that a lot, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So what's your best answer to that common question you receive?
Well, my best answer is that we have a campaign called Keep the Spirit of 45 Alive, and it is comprised of hundreds of partners across the country who share a passion to keep the stories, the memories, the photos of our World War II veterans and the people who served on the home front, even the kids, alive, to keep those memories alive. It all started in 2010 when a bill passed through Congress and the Senate saying that there is now a National Day of Remembrance for the World War II generation. And in honor of the 65th anniversary, there were hundreds of events that took place across the country. And once that happened, we realized, you know, we need to keep this spirit alive so that before they all leave us, we get as many of their memories and photos, and we have established this Day of Remembrance so that future generations will know about the World War II generation and will help to keep their spirit alive.
Well, it's so wonderful, and I know that the folks who listen to this program are certainly behind you 100% and probably want to know what they can do to help, and maybe they're some of those who made calls to their congressman back in 2010 when you were getting this started. But give us a sense. I know you're working toward August this year, and that will be the 69th anniversary, and there will be a lot of events there, but I get the sense there's a real big buildup toward the 70th anniversary. Is that going to be a pretty big deal in 2015?
It's going to be amazing. Just amazing. We just came off of a conference this last weekend where partners came from around the country. Some of them braved amazing weather to make it to San Diego so that they could plan events that will happen across the nation that embrace the efforts of all of the service branches and also all the tremendous service that happened on the home front, which includes the women and the kids. But the story is getting even better than that. There were 15 countries liberated at that time, and we're beginning to get calls from other countries now who may turn this into a true international story. So it's getting very exciting.
So if someone's hearing about this for the first time and wants to find a way to get involved, what's the best way that someone can do that?
Well, they can certainly go to our website, www.spiritof45.org, and get some information about what's going on. And I would say that would be the first thing that they could do.
Well, I think that's a good place to start. And I know you live this 24/7, 365, and you've met a lot of interesting people. And maybe some of the listeners might recognize the names of people that have been willing to go to bat for keeping this Spirit of 45 alive. And I guess most recently at this conference, you had a young lady who's not as young as she used to be, but is still recognizable from the TV show The Waltons. Michael Learned is on board in this?
Yes, she is. She's wonderful. She has a great heart for her father and his service in World War II and how she was too young to realize at the time how he had contributed, but now she can so fully appreciate what he had done. She also carries a large heart for communicating to the kids that what she calls the new cool should be doing the right thing as opposed to getting away with doing the wrong thing. And so she really lends her voice to that effort, and we love her for that.
Well, and I guess that kind of underscores what I sense is the overriding mission of what you're doing. And if you have a different take, feel free to share it because you're the one in the trenches. But my impression has always been that this campaign to keep the spirit of 45 alive, to remember our greatest generation, is more than just to look to the past. It's really looking to the future and hoping to inspire our latest generation. Do I have that right?
That's exactly right. Some of the kids today, you know, have only known a world where we were at war because we've been at war for so long. And some of the kids coming out of college are lacking hope. And if they can hear some of the stories of people who lived during a time that was way more difficult than what we have today, and they can see that they came together, they worked as a community, they were united, they didn't fight with each other, they helped each other. If they can be inspired by them, then maybe they'll be inspired to try their way of correcting problems and working to make the world a better place. It makes me very nervous when I hear young kids say, I don't know World War II. I don't have that game. Because they don't realize it was real and that America was different and the people were different. And if we handle it properly, the latest generation can be our next greatest generation. And that's what we're hoping for. It really is all about the kids.
I was not able to be there for all your festivities. I was there for just a portion, and I certainly got a taste of how special this project is and how the veterans that you have involved are really passionate about it. But I know that kind of the capping event of your weekend was a public event in San Diego by the statue of course, the famous Kiss in Times Square that happened in August of 45 at the end of the war when people all over the country and the world were celebrating. It sounded like there were a fair amount of young people there who were getting a real taste of what this is all about.
There were. We invited kids who come from low-income areas who don't get a chance to get involved in things like this. We had very young Sea Cadets who did their very first color guard. We had Girl Scouts who've been with us for many years. But we're always looking to increase the number of children who get involved and who learn, because we know, we've seen, that kids who've stayed with the program for 3-4 years end up in good colleges. Their parents tell me it affected them in such amazing ways. They get along better with their siblings. They're more respectful. It has really changed them. So we have seen that it means a lot to the kids when they get involved with the Spirit of 45.
You know, one thing that I'm wondering, and I'm going to ask you in a moment about the two veterans that our audience is going to hear from today, Bob Friend and Jerry Yellen, two tremendous gentlemen who I really enjoyed talking to, and I think our listeners will enjoy hearing from as well. But I don't know that I've ever asked you, Linda, what it was that got you involved. What grabbed you about this idea of keeping the spirit of 45 alive?
You know, sometimes you find a passion and sometimes a passion finds you. And I had the immense blessing of spending 2 years traveling and growing very close to Edith Shane, who was the nurse in the Kiss picture. And she shared stories with me about what it was like. She was an accidental celebrity, you know, being photographed in Times Square. But she traveled around and spoke to the children and talked to them about what it was like for them to get through the hard times. And, you know, now it was their turn. And she really inspired me so much to continue to spread her word. I think her life was even shortened. She had cancer that she didn't talk about, but she gave the last 2 years of her life to making sure that the kids knew about what they did. And I share her heart in wanting to make sure that kids realize how important this message is and how it can impact their lives in such a positive way.
Amen. Well said and well done. And I know that the two gentlemen we're going to hear from today have made an impression on you, too. What do you appreciate about these gentlemen? One, a Tuskegee Airman who was flying P-51s with the red tail on it, and another, a young man with a real powerful story himself of flying P-51s in the Pacific. Bob Friend and Jerry Yellen, what have they meant to you and the spirit of 45? Because we're going to hear from them in a moment, but maybe you can help set the stage for them.
Both of them are tireless workers in traveling around, giving speeches about what they did so people hear the real stories. They want people to remember an America that they knew back then. They're the real deal. They were there. To have them out in the front lines, following in the footsteps of other spokesmen that we've had, like Ernest Borgnine and Jerry Coleman of the Padres and our Edith Shane. They just keep this line of spokespeople going who are inspiring the kids the best they can with, you know, all of the passion that they have within them, and that just means the world to all of us.
Last thing for you, Linda. I appreciate your time and appreciate everything that you're doing. I know so many in our audience certainly identify with it and are probably getting excited hearing about these ongoing efforts. When you look forward to August of this year and, of course, that 70th anniversary of the end of World War II in 2015, is there something that you need? Because I know this has grown through grassroots, and it's grown and grown and grown, and you're very pleased with that, but I know you have a vision for it to continue to grow. So is there something that you need that people could really be helpful in if they had the time and energy and desire to get involved?
You know, there is. If people go on to the website, www.spiritof45.org, and they go to the section that talks about proclamations, they can see some sample proclamations for Spirit of 45 Day. And if they were to copy one of the examples and take it to their local mayor and say, I would like you to do a proclamation in time for the 69th and certainly the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II, I believe that once that proclamation is made, they could go forward and talk to groups of any kind, Rotary, American Legion, and a lot of the groups that they'll find mentioned on the website. Then something can happen in their community, because once the elected officials know about it, more people start to gather around it, because it's official, it's intimate, it's personal to their communities. And that's one of the most important things that people could do. So I'd say really go, you know, make an effort to go out there and engage your local elected officials in making something happening in your own community.
Well, I guarantee you, Linda, there are a lot of people that just heard you say that and are going to that website right now to download that and get busy on it. Because I know our audience, and we have some patriotic people who love America and who love our greatest generation. Linda, thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Please keep us posted if there's anything that Hometown Heroes can do to help. That's what we're here for. Is there anything else that you think we need to know?
I think that's all I have to say right now about what we're doing, but I would like to say that I know that a lot of your listeners are veterans, and I'd like to say thank you to all of them, particularly your World War II veterans. This day is for you. We're honoring you. We never want your efforts to be forgotten. We want you to know that we want your stories to be handed down for generations to come. And I just want to say thank you and God bless you.
Well said. That is Linda Laurie from the National Keep the Spirit of 45 Alive campaign. You heard that website, www.spiritof45.org. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from those veterans that we discussed briefly. One, an African-American pilot with the Tuskegee Airmen during World War II. Another who was one plane shot down away from being named an ace. That was not what he was after, and he has a very powerful story that he'll share when Hometown Heroes comes right back after this.
One of the things I appreciate so much about the veterans we meet on Hometown Heroes is that their real sincerity and a genuine spirit are things that really make an impression on me. And that's why I'm such a big fan of Educational Employees Credit Union. It was EECU that spearheaded the launch of Central Valley Honor Flight with an initial donation of close to $25,000, and the giving did not end there. I've worked with the folks at EECU for years. I've heard them say it's all about serving their members, and then I've watched them put their money where their mouth is, supporting their credit union members right where they live in hometowns up and down Central California. From sponsoring first-class Educator of the Year ceremonies to taking the lead in sending World War II veterans on an unforgettable journey, EECU demonstrates over and over again what 200,000 members already know. EECU takes you personally. Go to myeecu.org to find out for yourself, or just walk into any branch. And while you're there, if you enjoy this show, tell them thanks for supporting Hometown Heroes.